This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Well, that's just gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
That's what I hear.
Stupid dick.
Gay.
It's time for some Craig Wilson.
Wonderful.
And we have been negligent, Mike.
I know we have.
In reading Craig.
I understand he's been generating an awful lot of quality content.
Well, let me see. The fellas have gotten how many? My God. We've got one, two, three. Let me just, okay, here.
Is this going to be Craig Roulette?
You've got a choice of, here are your, and we've got a Holly Morris Roulette, too.
This is pressure, though. This is real pressure when it's Craig Roulette.
I know. We'll get to Holly Roulette later. And, okay. Tomorrow, Elvis is Still Dead. It's the 30th anniversary Elvis is Still Dead show.
How would Elvis, how old would Elvis have been?
Robbie, how old would I have been?
Well, you were born in 1935, so you would have been 72.
I'm 72, and you are 72.
I am also 72. My, how the years fly.
All your favorites tomorrow. Oh, my Peter, Scatter, the Monkey, the champagne flute full of a narcotic cough syrup.
Shooting the flash bulbs in the pool, Jack.
His pet bow tie, was it a goat?
Bow tie was a turkey.
Turkey.
Was a turkey.
His pet turkey, Jack.
And remember where you kept your donkeys?
I kept them in the pool.
The empty pool.
The empty pool after we drained it after we shot the flash bulbs.
That's right.
It's tomorrow, EAP day.
Yeah.
Now, Craig Wilson, here we go. From the last 3 weeks, the titles are An Untapped Trend. Spritzed bottled water, or take me out for just a taste of the old ball game.
Oh,
or eating alone at home, add a pinch of quirkiness.
I'm going to go with the old ball game. I mean, you know, I'm a baseball fan.
I would go there as well, Robbie. I do trust your judgment, despite what I say on the air. Which one of these would you vote for?
I would.
You read them. I've not read them yet.
I read them over and over again.
You memorize them, don't you?
I would read Eating at Home Alone. Mm. But Ball Game is also pretty good.
Okay, so bottle water is out.
Yeah.
For now. All right, that's that. So we have two finalists now.
Eating Home Alone or Just a Taste of the Old Ball Game. See, is it the title?
Yes, it's the title.
Is it the title that's leading us down the wrong road?
Exactly. Mm. The title is better than the piece.
Oh, then that's all you need to say.
Fair enough. We go with Eating Alone at Home.
Right. Eating Alone at Home.
Here we go.
Good then.
Oops.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Well, that's just gay.
From the USA Today. The Final Word by Craig Wilson. Eating alone at home, add a pinch of quirkiness.
For almost 23 years now, I've had someone cook dinner for me every night. I hadn't planned it that way, but I'm certainly not complaining.
Oh, my God. I'm a big winner. To make matters even better, my partner, Jack, is a good cook.
Yeah, there it is.
Unlike our mothers. You know, you can stop it right here. I got Jack and the mother in the same paragraph.
You won. You won already.
To make matters even better, my partner, Jack, is a good cook. Unlike our mothers. Who stood up and cheered when Swanson introduced TV dinners.
Oh.
Jack reads cookbooks for fun and cooks from scratch.
Oh.
He even uses spices. Shocking.
Oh, but when he's away, I'm left to my own devices. On those nights, I sometimes don't eat at all. I call them diet nights and go to bed early with my stomach growling.
More often than not, however, I find myself standing in front of the refrigerator, looking in to see what might be lurking there.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Something to heat up or warm over. And whatever I find, I eat, standing over the kitchen sink, watching the news.
There was a time right out of college, and in my first apartment, when I ate standing in front of the ironing board. It had a permanent place in the corner of my kitchen near the TV that sat on the otherwise empty counter. There were no flower jars or rows of cookbooks in my life back then. Not like they are now.
The meal was almost always the same. Macaroni and cheese from a box. The one with the orange powdered cheese. And it was delicious.
It remains one of my fondest food memories.
So I was very happy this summer when alone in the kitchen with an eggplant, Confessions of Cooking for One and Dining Alone came across my desk.
The book is filled with tempting recipes for the solitary diner. But the collection of essays also made me realize I'm not the only one who wonders if carrots can be a main course.
Not by a long shot, boy.
Well, that's just gay.
There's Nora Ephron eating bowls of mashed potatoes in bed, methodically adding a thin, cold slice of butter to every forkful.
Jesus.
There's Ann Patchett eating slices of white cheese on a saltine cracker with a dollop of salsa.
That's not salsa.
Then smoothly transition to saltine spread with butter and jam for dessert.
There's MFK Fisher with rye crisps and a can of tomato soup, washed down with a glass of California sherry, which will make a good nourishing meal for me.
Women after my own heart. Right there.
Yeah.
If they didn't relish eating alone so much, I'd join them, boy.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
We all have friends who profess to cook fancy.
Excuse me.
It run out.
Record stuck.
That sounds. Do you know what that sounded like?
What?
That sounds like we have a real record player and that wasn't just a duplicated sound.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
We all have friends who profess to cook fancy meals for themselves when they're all alone. Such people are also in this book. Like the guy who eats lunch by himself at home every day, even changing into a jacket and tie before sitting down to enjoy his repast. Has this man ever experienced the joys of eating in your underwear?
Oh.
Or dining at an ironing board? Or doing both at the same time, boy?
Yeah. Personally, I think he needs a good shrink. But I'm old enough to know that if it works for him, who am I to criticize?
I've never really believed those people exist, however.
I'd like to think we're all the same when alone.
I don't think so, Craig.
On the hunt for something quick and good to eat.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Something we'd want over and over.
Like spaghetti every day for a year. Page 129.
Craigery!
Craig Wilson.
Thank you so much, Gregory.
Super.
Oh, my.
Have you never experienced the joy of eating in your underwear?
You win, though.
Dining at an ironing board, my mom and my brother, my lover, Jack, and my mother.
My partner, Jack's a good cook. Yes, sir. I used to sit near my ironing board.
I like to picture him with his first apartment right out of college.
Mike, you had a good one, though.
Yes.
On the hunt for something quick and good to eat.
Yes, over and over and over.
Something we'd want over and over.
I'd like to think we're all the same when alone.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Just looking.
Stupid dick!
Looking for something quick and good to eat.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Lady Milord.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I got a great name for your EA Sports, your Madden title.
I already got one, but what is it? Go ahead.
It's Sofa King. And you could add an
name. Okay, we've never heard that before.
Yeah.
We've never heard that
before. That almost sounded like Elvis there.
We have never heard that before.
That is not very very fresh.
I know, we have a moment. I wanted to ask Buzz.
Yes.
Elvis made me think of hemorrhoids.
Oh.
Made me think when we were standing outside.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
It is.
I was chatting with Buzz, and we were talking about all things.
Everything.
And all of a sudden he said, I feel like I got a hemorrhoid on the inside, and my butthole is burning. How did you put it, Buzz?
I said I feel that I've been raped with a broom handle.
That's what he said. He said my butthole feels like I've been raped with
a broom
handle.
You don't want to mess around with that.
No. No, no external.
How would you
signs.
Identify that, incidentally? That you go, oh, that doesn't feel good. You know what? Hold on. I know that. Wait, I know the feeling. Yes. Oh, rape
with the broom handle.
Well, it's from that time when Buzz spent in a Turkish prison.
You never forget a thing like that.
That's when, you know, the movie Midnight Express is based on the love and life of Buzz.
What is wrong with your butt, Buzz?
I apparently have an internal hemorrhoid. No outward signs, but I'm in pain, so that's my guess.
What is it with the butts on this show?
I don't know.
What is wrong with the butts on this show?
They're flawed.
We've got the thing in the restroom that explains about hemorrhoids, you know, the way the information.
Yeah, are you going to seek medical attention and get this taken care of?
Well, only if the problem persists.
Yeah, well,
they make over-the-counter medications.
You wait too long today, and then all of a sudden there's 50% blood and pain.
50% of the population has these, according to the information sheet on the wall.
What I'm saying is, though, with your past, with your history, I mean...
Oh, but they're so far apart. What's happening right now is so distant in feet and inches from what happened before.
We're the 30th class. We've entertained a 30th class.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm very serious.
I know it's serious when you start with that voice.
Well, I'm trying to maintain consistency.
That's because we're in the Craig Wilson segment.
I've never had a hemorrhoid.
Really?
I never have, really. I swear to God, tell you. I swear to God, I tell you.
I had them when I was in my 20s.
How, first off.
I don't have them anymore.
On the outside, God, okay, I understand. But both, how do you know if you got one on the inside?
Well, I'm in pain there, and so that's my guess.
Same way you figure out a lot of things by feel.
That's later this evening.
And I'm not talking about feeling with fingers. I'm talking about feeling like how you feel on the inside when food comes out.
Are you going to feel with fingers later?
I may have to, just to make sure I'm okay down there.
Oh, that can be fun.
Have you seen any blood?
No blood seen.
Well, thank Christ.
No outward signs. Just like I said, a little discomfort, as in an assault with a broom.
Well, when anything is involving your digestive system, I just want you to seek prompt medical attention.
I won't mess around with this.
Good.
If it persists beyond a day or so, I'll
Good.
Have it looked into.
It's quite the icebreaker, though, when you're standing outside with Buzz. Mm. You're just going like, oh, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, boy, it's beautiful outside. What are you doing this weekend? I don't know. Bart's around. What are you doing? Oh, we might be going to that party.
Yeah.
God, did I mention? My ass is just burning like I was raped with a broomstick.
Not so much a burning. I don't mind the burning. It's the throbbing I don't care for.
You really got to catch them by surprise when you're going to have a discussion like that with Don. You should do when we're outside talking what I do. Okay. What do I always do? I come up to you and I go, smell this.
That's the way you start?
Okay. Does this smell funny to you?
Oh, Mike always presents his right hand.
Does this smell right to you? It doesn't smell right to me.
And I don't know if it's related to Buzz's problem or not, but has anyone seen my bowling trophy?
You know, on this this fruit salad thing kick that I've been on lately.
Yummy.
This morning I had a bit of a scare because I didn't realize that what I was really dealing with was a semi-digested strawberry.
Hey.
And I didn't know until I looked at the seeds.
Yeah,
it was very frightening though.
You got Mike, 30 chews.
I know. Don't inhale it. Yeah.
30 chews on every bite of food.
Hard to do that with the old soft fruit salad.
Stop by my house tomorrow morning. I'll show you a plate of undigested
strawberries.
Hello, Don and Mike. Rob's got a sick ass, too.
Always.
And I meant that in a compliment way.
Thank you, Don.
You have a sick, wicked ass.
Oh, it's wicked hot.
Hope it gets better, ass.
Thanks. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I got a couple names that'll make you laugh for the tag.
Doubt it.
No, you know, this is coming very close to make us laugh.
Am I accurate with my 1 hour and 45 minutes? Am I accurate with that? I think I'm almost right on.
I don't know if that guy was calling from Sacramento, though. Oh, damn it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Boys, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, can we expect a big Elvis show tomorrow since the anniversary of his death, or what?
No, we're not. We are not doing it this year.
As a matter of fact, what Rob and Don were discussing not 5 minutes ago was all just BS.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
I don't like Elvis anymore.
Come on, I look forward to that.
No, not going to happen this
year. Maybe
you
missed the big announcement. We're not doing it tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks, boys.
Something good, though.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
Now, where did that thought come into his brain, and then how did he process it to spit it back out? He's not paying attention, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had hemorrhoids.
Oh, yes, he did.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we did.
Hello.
Hi.
That's right, brother.
Yeah, brother, we
Hello.
Had a bad.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up?
Yo.
Hey, I'm getting surgery to get an internal hemorrhoid removed tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh. Really? Are they going to use anesthesia?
I'm sorry, what?
Don't worry about it.
His
is in his ear.
Is the doctor, is it an oral surgery?
No.
Meaning
man,
is...
your rectum.
Well, no, I know that part. I was wondering if the doctor was going to perform a la Ed McMahon on Johnny Carson when Ed would bite off Johnny's anal polyps.
Yeah, it was a biopsy by teeth.
Oh, but it's an internal hemorrhoid. That would be hard to get out.
Do you have any questions about it? We know a lot about the butt on this show. Teeth. Do you have any questions?
Hey, no. Well, I was going to ask Buzz if he's
If he's bleeding white blood, that means he's got a hemorrhoid in there and he's got to get it out.
Yeah, no blood. No.
There you go. Thank you, though.
But I'll let you know if it changes.
Oh, and incidentally, on the East Coast, as we approach the dinner hour, may I say to all of our listeners, bon appetit.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
It's a bloody ass, yes?
That's a, this you... Wellington has bloody ass on it.
Looks like baby vomit.
Now, come on. Oh, Josh. Oh, Josh.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I got the answer for you.
The answer to what, sir?
The answer to the secret? I watch Oprah.
Life.
The answer to your butt problems.
Well, Don and I don't have a butt problem.
Buzz does.
I've got the answer.
Butt Burbank does.
I've got the answer for Buzz.
What is the answer, sir?
The answer is, silly faggot, dicks are for chicks. Thank you.
That ain't going to see the light of air, is it?
But thank you for the help.
Yeah, I think. What the hell?
Oh, come on now, Wellington.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I've been thinking about the Craig Wilson segment you guys just did.
Yes, me too.
This guy, I predict. This is a problem call, right?
A rave.
Now.
No, Mike, I disagree.
You think it's going to be a rave?
It's a rave.
Okay, you say rave, I say problem call. All right, start again, sir.
I've been thinking about the Craig Wilson segment you guys just did.
Yes.
I'm deeply disturbed by the phrase, dining at the ironing board.
Ah, you
it's
win.
It's a rave.
Congratulations, Don.
It's a rave, and because of that, everyone is welcome to my rave tonight.
Ah, you're going to have the rave. Are you going to be giving out the glow sticks?
And X.
Oh, fantastic. And a little pacifiers.
What we're going to do is we're going to turn Buzz upside down, legs akimbo, and we're going to try to dissect his internal hemorrhoid.
And then we're going to have the contest for seeing who can grind their teeth the hardest.
You have the best raise. Remember when we filled your whole house full of suds?
That was so much fun.
God, Don has the best raise.
Big time party.
And lots of pot.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And Coke.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, it's the best.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Daryl Strawberry Jr., I am your father.
Where's the call from?
Boy, that's almost punishable by death.
410, Baltimore.
Oh, wow.
Baltimore.
Very sad.
Baltimore pretending they're Sacramento
so
today.
So sad and deflating.
One more call, and then we'll play those commercials just 4 minutes late. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buzz, I've got the solution to your problem.
Grease again.
Say manly hydraulics.
Right. Thank you, Doug.
Manly hydraulics.
That was Bosco calling. Bosco Lingus.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, it's that time.
Sure is.
Time to talk to Butt Burbank.
Hope he makes it through the news.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.